Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is N7IVV calling all radio amateurs. Activating the Rocky Amateur Radio Association General Services Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fuck Your Amateur Radio Association. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio equipment, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. A few announcements. Forgive me, Katie. Let's see. Testing session's coming up actually here in the very near future. Let's see, this coming Saturday at Marsh Manson Mansion in the Heritage Hunt area. They're having a testing session at 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st at the Spotsylvania, Spotsylvania Town Center at the Sheriff's Substation in Fredericksburg at 10 a.m. We'll be sponsoring one. The Fire Ferry Group will be sponsoring one on Saturday, September 15th at the Warrenton Fauquier Airport. That should be enough to keep everybody going for a while. So July 24th, August 21st, September 25th. And then on out into the foreseeable future. Berryville Ham Fest coming up on August 1st, which is a couple of weeks away. I think we've got a link on our homepage for it there for anybody who's interested in that. Club meeting, of course, coming up second Thursday. I'm going back to bed. Second Thursday of the month in August, of course. And Bruce, KN4GDX, and others, I believe forgive me, Steve, K3KQ, will be helping out with a presentation on digital, not really digital, but the DV capabilities that a lot of the radios have. I never get it right. I guess what I need to do is forward a note out to basically kind of a syllabus of what he's going to be doing for us. But anyway, he's going to be doing a presentation. They're going to be doing a presentation, and should be real interesting because that's another aspect of our FM radios, our UHF and VHF radios that most of us never do anything with. The monthly Saturday breakfast is still pending. Hopefully it will be held on the 31st, so next Saturday, the last Saturday of the month. So far I've heard rumors of a restaurant, and I forget the name of it, but in Marshall, or very close to it, maybe it's in the Plains, but anyway, up in that neck of the woods. So we don't have confirmation yet. I don't have confirmation yet, but as soon as we do, we will disseminate that to everybody on the email, via email. Okay, with that floundering around, I have no topic specifically tonight. Does anybody have any questions or something they'd like to discuss? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
N7IVV, WDAQCN.
WDAQCN. Go ahead.
Thanks, Brad. Quick question for the group. Wonder if anyone has used AGWPE, the packet engine. I am trying to get that set up as an alternative to sound modem here, having a little bit of difficulty with it recognizing devices, and also wondered if anyone had used it with the other little piece of software, not multiplex, but it's basically a MUX program that allows you to do digipeating, which is not a common feature anymore, it appears, with the non-hardware TNCs. Back to you.
Okay, that's quite a question. I would we'll talk about it tonight, but I also would recommend that we bring that one up on Sunday as well. There's really not that much difference. We kind of get the same people both nets, but Sunday is our more techie side. But you know, this definitely qualifies for either discussion. What I'm going to throw out here is if he does not check in, one resource that I would be, that would be my first go-to is KX4O, Kilo X-ray 4 Oscar. And he's a digital dude that's usually lurking around someplace. Okay, great. Thanks for that question there. I guess I'll go ahead and open it up for check-ins. First of all, let's take any Echolink people. I know Sippy's out there, but any Echolink check-ins, this is on 7IVV. Go ahead.
KS1, CPY, Network, NBC.
Okay, Sippy, I've got you in there. When your turn comes here in a few minutes, you'll have your microphone problem figured out. Which one? Where is placed on your head? Okay, general check-ins now. Go ahead, please.
HTV, just in case you didn't write me down, WD8QCM. KX4KU, could you give me the name of that software package again for the packet sound card modem?
AGW packet engine, AGWPE.
Roger, thank you. Back to your call-outs.
I stepped on him for just a second there. I didn't get the prefix, but I've got KS1PPY, K1HTV, WD8QCN. And KX4KU. Anybody else? Whoever it was that I stepped on, you were real low, real quiet signal, so try again.
WD7RAD.
4FPL.
WD7RAD. 4Oscar Zulu Hotel. No comment, Brad.
KY4DN.
WD7RAD.
Okay, Randy. I got you there. WD7RAV. KN4SPL. KM4OZH. And KY4DN. And Gil, thanks for stopping by. I'm sure you'll be just lurking and listening. Anybody else tonight?
KO4LLC.
K4BLX, in and out.
Okay, we'll take it from there. And, of course, anybody that's listening that didn't get checked in, we'll come back to you here. So we won't miss you. I mean, we won't let you get away. KS1PPY, how are you this evening? Go ahead.
7IVV in the net. Thanks for doing the net tonight. We greatly appreciate it. I think I've got these microphones sorted out. I don't think it's the one on my head. I think it's the one on the phone. So, I don't know. I'll just hold them both close and see if that works.
Okay, Sippy. Yeah, you're in there fine. So, I guess you're on the right microphone anyway. K1HTB, Rich, what you been up to? This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
Hey, N7IVV, K1HTV, thank you for doing that, Brad. What have I been doing? Just thinking back, I can't help, I'm no help to this, about the AGEW, what is it, AGW, Packet Engine, although I was very much involved with the early days of Packet in the early 80s, got one of the first TNCs, the Tapper TNC, and then I was involved with a number of fellows in the D.C. area, D.C. Maryland area on the first ever bulletin boards, and the first ever Digipeters, and the first ever NetROM, and I mapped the entire East Coast and part of the West Coast. We had a link to the West Coast via a wormhole satellite link. It was fun back there in the 80s, but got kind of burned out, and I sort of dropped away from packet radio after playing with it for about 5 to 7 years, maybe a little bit longer. As far as activities, today, surprised Sippy didn't tell you what he worked on 6 meters. Left the house to go into town, do a number of chores around 10:30. The band was open to Canary Islands and, you know, Western African islands. Didn't think much of it, so I left the beam aimed to the east. Went into town, and I got the phone call, at least the message from the editor of the ARRL QST magazine, World Above 50 Megahertz, Bernie W3UR. Indicating that the band was open to the country of Mali, TZ4AM, which is the country I needed. So I turned on the my little Android phone, connected to VNC, turned on the amplifier remotely, and checked to make sure the beam was still east, and started calling TZ4AM, and within a few minutes worked them for a new country. Later this afternoon, the stations are coming through. Around the same time, 5T5PA and Mauritania was pounding and very loud. When I got home, I let Sippy know, and Sippy, in very few calls, I think probably the first call, was able to work 5T5PA with his small Yagi, and less than 100 watts. So tip of the hat to Sippy for that good piece of DX. Late in the afternoon, the 5T5 continued to work. And he's still coming in now. He's like neg 20, but he's still coming in. It's probably close to, it's after midnight over there in Mauritania now. And the band is still open on 6 meters. But I did work another new one, a second new one in one day, 7X2RF in Algeria. They were limited to 50 watts and a dipole. I was able to eke out a contact with Algeria, so I'm up to 164 countries now on, I think it's 164. I'm losing count here. Anyway, that's it. It was a fun day, and I expect 6 meters to kind of quickly, somebody's going to pull the plug and there won't be any more DX left pretty shortly. Back to Net Control. This is K1HTV.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're having fun with that. It's always good to have people notifying everybody of activities. Times change, huh? I'm sure that there were probably plenty of phone calls back 20, 30, 40 years ago saying, "Hey, George, get on the radio." And nowadays we just jump on a webmail and email rather, and text message to our buddies, and all kinds of fun stuff. Anyway. Where was I? WDAQCN, Steve, over to you for, yeah, I think you described your question pretty well, but anyway, go ahead.
Fred, N7IVV in the group, WDAQCN. Yeah, I've been busy tinkering with things on the packet side. I do have little guy here, the Rig Blaster Gnomic, working with the rig at home here, using sound modem and easy term, that works. I was just trying to cook up something to be able to digipete here, so which I don't think that that setup will do, at least not that particular modem software. So I was looking for a workaround. It's funny. Rich and I kind of cut our teeth at the same time there with all the packet works. I did the same thing back in Ohio, essentially, and was linking together nodes and contacting sites cross-country out in Utah from Ohio back in the late 80s there. So I had quite a string of sites linked together. But it was funny, there were more capabilities in the software I had with a Commodore 64 back then than what comes out with some of the sound card software today, which is kind of strange. Other than that, also been working a bit of DX. Last night hit Fiji on 20 meters on FT8 real late. It was past midnight, I think. So the bands are staying open late. It's been some interesting propagation lately. And then other little project. I built a sound card interface for the Baofeng UV5R. They're about $8 on eBay for a little kit, and they work great. Back to you, Brad. Danette, N7IVV, WD8QCN.
Okay, yeah, you've been busy. I've been goofing around with all kinds of things. Mostly I've been working on 3D printing for trying to enhance and improve and whatnot my portable satellite rotator. It's kind of funny. I was starting to redo things and whatnot, and then I was sitting there looking at that going, there's got to be a better way, and all of a sudden it hit me, and it's at least the mounts are getting more low profile and beefier, and it's kind of the whole design thing is kind of interesting. Not that I'm any great guru at it, but I'm having a good time. Okay, KX4KU, Kevin, what you up to? Go ahead.
N7IVV, KX4KU, and the net tonight. Good evening, Brad. Thank you for doing the net, and having fun is the number one priority. Life's too short. I think his name was Steve. I'm sorry, I'm not great with names. But instead of AWGPE, I would really recommend you look at software called Direwolf. It can act as AWGPE, and I believe, I know it can digipete. I think that's all you would need to digipete, frankly, if I recall correctly. But you really want to check out that software, DIREWOLF. It's a nice program. There's nothing fancy about it. It's very console based, but it works very, very well and has a lot of options in it. And if you have even past experience with Packet, like you indicated, I think you'll be a lot more pleased with the options you have with that, where AWGPE was more of an intermediary than anything else. And actually, Direwolf will accept AWGPE inputs. So it can act as that program, because I ain't saying it again, for applications that want to use a Packet engine. So Direwolf is the what you want. Anyway, enough on Direwolf. Haven't done much. I was did work today 20 meters. I don't know about it. Maybe I should have been on 6 meters because CWT today 20 meters. Or was it 40 meters? The band is 40 meters. It's just nasty loud with noise. And it wasn't local noise. Frankly, I was going to ask the question, I wonder if smoke can cause noise on the band. But I did all right. I was kind of fooling around a bit today. I got 37 today, which is fine. And that's about all. So I'll turn it over to you, Brad. Back to you. N7IVV, KX4KU, back to net.
Okay, Kevin, very good. WB7RAV, Randy, go ahead.
This is WB7RAV. I had a little bit of trouble. Couldn't hear if I was, couldn't figure out if I was hitting it or not. I had issues Friday and Monday, and this morning, Tuesday and Wednesday, with HF not being heard at all by folks. And I give up on both cap stuff and ham bands. And I said, I give up, and then somebody calls me. So, look, just goes, there's nothing going on. But yet there is. Have a new antenna that I'm trying to put up. High gain antenna, and open it up, and there's parts missing, so I have to get a trouble ticket opened up to try to get the remaining parts so I can put it together and get it up. So other than that, nothing else going on. WB7RAV, back to net.
Parts missing. Who in the world would have thought from high gain? I actually had some spare parts. Well, one spare part. I guess actually it was the wrong part, now that I think about it. Some weird boom section that was like paper thin, and it was weird, but anyway. They're real good about sending you the right stuff. They are real, that's one of their things, they're real good with customer service. They, as in I'm assuming you got it from MFJ, or at least originally it ordered, originated there. So anyway, good, have fun with that in time. And for SPL, Bob, what you been up to? Did you get your 9700 hooked up and playing okay with the rest of your shack there? Go ahead.
N7IVV from KN4SPL. Good evening, Brad and all of the net. To answer your question, no, not really. I feel like I, when I put the driver in for the USB connection from the 9700 to the computer, might have messed up my driver for the STDX3000, and I'm still having COM port and mostly sound card issues. That's going to be a work in progress. Hey, I got a bunch of stuff going on around the house. I'm getting a new roof on the house. I've got to take down my small antenna farm off the roof so I can get a new roof, and then I'll put everything back up again and see how it all works out. Brad, I am very interested at sometime in the near future to check out your satellite, the what you've been working on with the arrow antenna. I would like to have some kind of capabilities in satellite communication. So I'll get together with you sometime soon and figure that out. Besides that, not a whole lot to report. So I'm going to throw it back to you, Brad. This is KN4, SPL, back to net.
Okay, well, I would recommend that if you can, probably can't, but, you know, while you got guys there with heavy equipment that can get up top of your roof, that you see if you can't sweet talk them into helping you get your antennas back up there, but they probably wouldn't do that. I've been thinking about seeing if I can't find somebody. There's somebody over here back on the road behind me here, Lucky Hill Road, down the street there, that's got a cherry picker, and I don't know if it's functional. I don't know if they work doing that, but it's it caught my eye anyway. I don't know if I can get a truck in the right place to be able to help me. I'd really like to kind of adjust the antennas on my back deck roof with the beam and, you know, look at getting a 6-meter beam up there. But it's just too high now to do without a cherry picker. So anyway, be that as it may. Let's see. Where are we here? Gil, in and out. Callan, KY4DN, go ahead.
AN7IVV in the net, KY4DN. Yeah, I really should have said in and out. I really got nothing. Just wanted to listen in and take this opportunity to say hello to everyone. Real good on the propagation. I'm usually sleeping at night, so I never know about it. But, it's good to be acquainted with the group. Brad, I got the club, you know, name badge call sign thingy in the mail today. Thank you for that. And that's all I got. Back to net. KY4DN.
Okay, Alan. Well, good. Thanks for the feedback on the mail. Glad to, it's always interesting to see how fast the mail travels between point A and point B. And sometimes even close by stuff goes a really circuitous route. Anyway, yeah, I mailed out everybody's name badges, club badges, ID badges. That show everybody in the club that I'm aware of should have a badge here pretty quick. So, KO4LLC, and 7IVV, go ahead.
7IVV is KO4LLC. Good evening, Brad, and everyone in that. My tangent here is, since I'm just getting really going here on HF, how does an Apple computer guy really approach doing logging so that everything counts? I don't want to be the long pole in the tent on people not getting their credits. KO4LLC, back to that.
You mean what software is out there for Macs?
Hear that?
Off the top of my head, I don't know, but I know there's got to be because there's plenty of Mac users around. Okay, toss that out to the group. Anybody have an answer on that? Okay, I guess that's because nobody has an answer on that. I'm assuming you're signed up on groups.io. Once you post that one up there, that obviously reaches a whole lot more people than the 11 people we have on here tonight. I'm sure that there is. I just don't know what it is.
Text for KU.
Yeah, go ahead, Kevin.
I know one person that has a Mac, so if he doesn't get a response, I can point him to a member that has it.
Very good. Okay. That's the end of the list. Any other check-ins tonight or rechecks for anybody, but probably not since you just did. Okay, any more check-ins for the FARA General Service Net tonight? Go ahead.
KJ7APV.
KS1 PPY recheck.
KO4 ODD.
KK4 CEA.
I should know that. KK4, what was the last of it again?
Charlie Echo Alpha.
Oh, okay. Maybe that I didn't recognize that one. Okay, so I've got, KJ7APV, KO4 Oscar Delta Bravo. Is that Caleb? That's from Waynesboro, I guess. It's pretty long haul. And then KK4 CEA. Anybody else? Okay, we'll take it from there. Becca, how are you tonight? Go ahead.
For Delta Delta. Name here is Robert from Waynesboro.
Okay, I doubled with you. So it's Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Delta Delta, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, that's interesting that Oscar Delta Bravo was also in Waynesboro. You probably know him, but anyway, small world. Okay, anyway, over to KJ7APV. Go ahead, Becca.
And 7IVV in the net. This is KJ7APV in Catlett, Virginia. Don't have much to report about my radio doing, so on and off monitoring the repeater this week. Doesn't seem to be a lot of conversation. But I am making progress on my refurbishing of my house, getting the floor in, and it's making a big difference in making the house seem more livable than it's becoming less like a construction site. So happy to report making progress on that. And I guess I've been reading a little bit in the QST on and off. Other than that, I'm just happy to be an amateur radio operator. I have invited people to it, actually, in the last week or two. Shared the things you can do. And so that's it. Back to you. Back to you, N79VV, KJ78.
Okay, very good. Well, good luck. Good job on working on your homestead there, and hopefully that'll continue going well. KK4CEA, Roger. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Kilo Kilo 4 Charlie Echo Alpha. My name is Roger out of Manassas. Just want to say hi to the net, and I'm relatively new, getting back into it, so it's been a while.
Okay, well, welcome back to the hobby. We do this every Wednesday. We do another one on Sunday nights at 8 p.m., and we've gotten lots of kudos from people around the area that we are one of the friendliest clubs in the area, so don't feel shy. Stop in anytime. Club meetings also every second Thursday of the month in the evenings over in Warrenton. And we also do them simulcasting with WebEx. And promise we'll do that better this time. So anyway, thanks for stopping in, Roger. KO4ODD, Robert, how are you tonight? Say hi to us.
Doing well, and good evening to everybody on the net. Once again, from Waynesboro, Virginia, just up in the northern Virginia area, staying near Dulles Airport right now. Just brought the HT with me. I'm on a Yaesu. Staying in the hotel, was able to pick up the repeater very well. Hopefully I'm coming through clear. I heard everybody very well and figured I would try to chime in. So that's all I've got. I'll send it back to the net control, KO4ODD.
Okay, Robert, yep, you were in there just fine. I got just enough noise going on in here. Sometimes I can't tell what's hiss on somebody's signal and what's the cooling fan in the radio. So anyway, you were perfectly readable. Okay, Sippy, what you got there, KS1PPY, N7IVV?
I wanted to thank Rich for reminding me. I completely forgot that I hit 55 PA there in the islands on 6 meters. I was super excited about it and completely went out of my head as soon as I walked away. I wanted to thank him for announcing that opening on the repeater so that I could grab it before I headed off into work. It was a big help. And I was looking at Mac software for logging. Apparently, there's a program called Mac Logger DX that costs some money. And the alternative that other people have mentioned in one of the QRZ website discussion things is just using QRZ as a logger. You can set your Mac and just log it in with a browser. Might be a centralized way to do it if you can't find any good Mac software. And I had something else, but my brain is switched to you, so I'll go ahead and pass it back to Net. KS1PPY.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks for both of those little tidbits. Very helpful, I hope. I guess we'll call it a night, unless there's somebody dying to check in here at the last minute. This is N7IVV. Go ahead.
W4EO Mobile. Good evening. In and out.
F4TEK. No comment. Good night, Brad. 73 KF4TK.
Okay, gents, Jason, W4EO, thanks for stopping in. Drive safe. And KF4TEK, Mike, always good to have you with us. And I guess that's, we'll tie the ribbons on it with that. This is N7IVV, and this has been the FARA General Service Net tonight. I'm obviously, like, over multitasking, although my brain is sort of synapsing problems tonight, too. But anyway, we do this every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. If you have any questions, see our website at w4va.org. Stand by. And this is N7IVV returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a pleasant tomorrow.
Kilo, Sierra, 1, Papa, Papa, Yankee, disconnected. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Oscar, Lima, Juliet, connected, 2, W4VA. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Oscar, Lima, Juliet, disconnected.